This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There have been at least four police shootings in Denver and Aurora in the past week. Community leaders are calling for accountability and transparency. Candace Bailey is a longtime community activist in Aurora.
It is in black and white. We are watching more violence from all sides of the fence. Community is calling us.
At a conference Monday, community leaders in the two cities said they plan to form a statewide task force to reimagine policing and public safety. Governor Polis has named three new members to the Colorado Board of Health. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The board crafts public health rules and approves funding for grant programs. It's made up of a representative from each of the state's congressional districts, plus two at-large members. Polis appointed Dr. Christina Su, who has a background in pediatric medicine and is an expert in immunizations and disease management. Also, Polis picked Jeffrey Coor, longtime director of Mesa County Public Health in Grand Junction, and Guylene Castriota, the mayor for the city and county of Broomfield. Board of Health appointees must still be confirmed by the state Senate once the legislature is back in session. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's extended drought means far fewer ducks and geese migrating to the state this fall and winter. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
State wildlife officials say that because reservoirs and wetlands are drier than normal, migrating waterfowl may not spend much time in Colorado before flying further south. But conditions are also worsening in the birds' breeding habitat, which extends up to Canada. Montana and the western Dakotas have half the amount of ponds they did in 2019, and the number of breeding ducks there have dropped by nearly a third. However, officials do expect a normal number of Canada geese in Colorado this year. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
There are slowdowns this week on Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. Repair work will hold traffic in both directions for up to 30 minutes at a time from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That work starts today and could continue through Thursday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.